Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic Morning Prayer on Friday, May 29th, 2020. It's day 9 of Thy Kingdom Come, the Archbishop of Canterbury's initiative to help us to pray for five people to come to know God's love in Jesus and to start a new life. I am Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my dog Buddy, who's right down here by my feet, and my son Justin.
Good morning, everyone.
We invite you to join us for our worship on Sunday morning. You can find us on Facebook, Christ Church Oshawa, and watch our Sunday morning online video, Christ Church at Home. And for those who are able to join us on Zoom at 10:30 for an informal conversation over coffee on Sunday morning, May 31st. That is Pentecost Sunday in the church calendar. If you have prayer requests, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear answers to prayer, and we have some things to share in prayer time today. So please feel free to contact us through the church email and office at christchurchoshawa.ca. I invite you to take a deep breath and enjoy our time of prayer together. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. Watch what God does, and then you do it, like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. Though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, Christians have better uses for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. You can be sure that using people or religion or things just for what you can get out of them, the usual variations on idolatry, will get you nowhere, and certainly nowhere near the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God. Don't let yourselves get taken in by religious smooth talk. God gets furious with people who are full of religious sales talk, but want nothing to do with him. Don't even hang around people like that. You groped your way through the murk once, but no longer. You're out in the open now. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true, these are the actions appropriate for daylight hours. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuit of darkness. Expose these things for the shame they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness when no one will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ. Wake up from your sleep, climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step, use your head, make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Don't drink too much wine, that cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God, huge drafts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God, the Father, in the name of our Master, Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 102, verses 1 to 17 from the Message. A prayer of one whose life is falling apart and who lets God know just how bad it is. Psalm 102. God, listen. Listen to my prayer. Listen to the pain in my cries. Don't turn your back on me just when I need you so desperately. Pay attention. This is a cry for help. And hurry, this can't wait. I'm wasting away to nothing. I'm burning up with fever. I'm a ghost of my former self, half consumed already by terminal illness. My jaws ache from gritting my teeth. I'm nothing but skin and bones. I'm like a buzzard in the desert, a crow perched on the rubble. Insomniac, I twitter away, mournful as a sparrow in the gutter. All day long my enemies taunt me, while others just curse. They bring in meals, casseroles of ashes. I draw drink from a barrel of my tears. And all because of your furious anger. You swept me up and threw me out. There's nothing left of me. A withered weed swept clean from the path. Yet you, God, are sovereign still. Always and ever sovereign. You'll get up from your throne and help Zion. It's time for compassionate help. Oh, how your servants love this city's rubble and sweep and weep with compassion over its dust. The godless nations will sit up and take notice, see your glory, worship your name. When God rebuilds Zion, when he shows up in all his glory, when he attends to the prayer of the wretched, he won't dismiss my prayer. Write this down for the next generation, so people not yet born will praise God. God looked out from his high holy place. From heaven he surveyed the earth. He listened to the groans of the doomed. He opened the doors of their death cells. Write it so the story can be told in Zion, so God's praise will be sung in Jerusalem's streets, and whenever people gather together along with their rulers to worship him.
Reading from Luke chapter 15, verses 20 to 24. So he set off and went to his father. While he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, Quickly, bring out the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted cow and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. reflection on this day 9 of Thy Kingdom Come. How joyful God is when He welcomes us back. We can have such skewed ideas of God as if He is an angry dictator or fault-finding headmaster. But actually, God is love, and His attitude towards us is compassion and grace. Even when we are far from Him, He is willing to run and meet us, the way this father did from Luke 15. Look how it says, "But while He was still far off." The father didn't wait for the son to come all the way to him, but he went and made up the distance. God does that. God doesn't just wait. He comes out to us in His love, and He stretches His arms in welcome. God is stretching His arm right now out to us, moving down the road, waiting for friends to come home. And so we pray for 5. For Steve and Kathy, for Hugh, for others known to us. Think of Mark Frommeyer. Loving God, please get my friends on the road where they see You running to meet them. Thank You that You welcome us with joy, however far and however long we have been away. Thanks be to God. Expression of faith. Lord, You have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, You have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, You've always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, You've always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, You've always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, You've always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, You have always spoken when time was ripe, and though You be silent now, today I believe. Intercessions on this Friday. Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as He has loved us.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering particularly frontline workers, those who produce electricity for us, those in government or in businesses that are slowly reopening in different parts of the world, those who are seeking for justice and peace, particularly for migrants, for people who are refugee camps, for our migrant workers here in Ontario and in Durham region, who wish to stay safe from the COVID-19, but without whom we wouldn't have our fresh produce around Ontario, thanks to the workers from the Philippines, Thailand, from Mexico, from the Caribbean. Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve those who are in need.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for Clifford Dunlap, for Clifford who's suffering with cancer, for his family, especially Allison and Winston Stairs. We pray for the sister-in-law of Rita and for Noah and others who are experiencing illness physically, whether it's cancer or COVID-19. Whatever it might be. For Carol Brown, Mike, for a neighbor, Eddie, for MJ and others waiting for surgery, so-called elective, but still needed. Pray for the ministries of Christ Church over this period of time as we come into Pentecost in the season of continuing to not meet in person, but to meet online with our Christchurch at home services through the video. For our book project, The Stained Glass Windows, for our stewardship of all our gifts and the support of the ongoing work of the church and ministries to help those in need. For worship and music ministries, for children's and youth ministries, for care for our seniors, and telephoning and contacting people in need wherever they may be, including in our Christchurch family. For those looking for work or a place to live, for God's guidance and for doors to open for them. For those hoping to be baptized or married or confirmed, we'd find ways to minister sacramentally for those important moments in their life. For our bishops, for Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Primate, Archbishop Linda Nichols, for our Archbishop of the Diocese, Andrew, for Aria, Rosilla, and for all the clergy and lay people in their ministries across our Trent Durham area. Let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of his life-giving Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
In all our thinking, Lord, grant that whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, pure, and lovely, whatever is gracious and of good report, whatever virtue there be, and whatever worthy of praise, we may build our thinking and reasoning on these things for your glory, for our own health and salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And Father, I just want to add a thanksgiving prayer for those who are having birthdays in the next coming days, especially for Claire Brownlee, her birthday tomorrow, May 30th, and the 1st of June, Alex Brisky. We give thanks. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, and the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. There is a men's Bible study available tomorrow morning if you'd like to get in on it. It's from 9 till 10. There's no cost. You don't even have to have a Bible. We'll read the passage from Romans chapter 12. If you can join us, we'd love to see you on Zoom. If you can't do Zoom, give us an email through the church office, office@christchurchoshawa.ca. Pop us an email and we'd connect you even by telephone, and you can join in on the stimulating conversation of men's Bible study tomorrow, Saturday, May 30th at 9 a.m. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on Sunday.